This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes after the hour, you're invited to find out more about what's going on with you in this next visit. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs a cardiological unit called Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida. He's here to lend his expertise to lots of the information that comes forth each week in some of the formal medical journals that can be, admittedly, Ken, kind of dry. So taking apart some of this information, making it relevant, making it come alive, making it valuable or useful, otherwise it's just so much boop, 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 boop. And we can't have that. Boop, 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 boop. Matter of fact, every week we try to eliminate anything that might be considered boop, 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 on the podcast of Good Day Health. So there'll be some things in here today that we'll excerpt for our Good Day Health podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. All right, so let's get started, Ken, with a focus on magnesium. This is of interest to me because I was told by one of my homeopathic friends that I needed magnesium, along with some other things, supplements, to help me with my knee. The knee, as I think I told you, no, maybe I didn't tell you this, I spun around carrying the dog around and twisted my knee, and it was very painful, and I've been seeing the physical therapist, and I've taken hot baths and cold compresses and all that kind of stuff and put a lot of salve on it, and it's much, much, much better. But I also was told that magnesium and curcumin would be good for it. So now I'm wondering, as I look at this study that you have before you about levels of magnesium, what's good, what's bad? You can have, it's like anything else, though, I suppose, right? You can overdo a good thing, but how do you know when you are overdoing it?
Well, let's transform the dry into the wow and exciting. This comes out of the Neurology Medical Journal this week.
You know, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. You're so funny. You and I know each other so well. You can, and I can see the look on your face when you're giving me a little bit of a jab, because that's what you were doing in a nice, sweet way. Little jab. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Make sweetness out of this pulp.
We will. A heavy pulp, it's so good for you. Mm. Anyway, having magnesium levels, Doug, that are too high or too low may put you at risk for Alzheimer's and other dementias. That's the news. This is a study of more than 9,500 men and women published this week in Neurology. The highest or lowest levels of magnesium appear to increase the chances for dementia by as much as 30%. That's a lot.
But back to the question, how do you know what's too much? Do we actually have on our blood profile levels of magnesium?
Well, let me squeeze in there, Dr.
Thank
Doug.
There,
it's not yet routine, but you can measure magnesium level, and I have measured it in you in the past. Mm-hmm. And if the doctor orders it specifically, it's not usually part of any profile, but you can order it a la carte on your lab test and see what the levels are. And those at risk for low levels of magnesium include people who use the proton pump inhibitors, which are acid reflux drugs such as Nexium and Prilosec, or use the water pills, diuretics, or people who have a diet low in magnesium. So you can ask me, what are the foods that are good sources of magnesium?
What are the foods that are good sources of magnesium?
I am so glad you asked. Let me tell you, spinach, almonds, cashews, soy, and black beans, whole grains, yogurt, and avocados. And certainly all of us can find something in that list that we like.
Yeah, I have a lot of them that I like. So on my blood panel, and I come when we visit you late in December this year, We'll have the blood test.
Check your magnesium. Usually when the potassium is low, you get low magnesium. Usually when people have normal potassium levels, which are in all the profiles and routinely drawn, when your lab work is collected, that usually goes with the magnesium. But you may, next time you go to the doctor, you may want to ask for a magnesium level.
Yeah, okay. It would be in the blood work for your annual physical. Okay, I've got to remember to do that. Let me just digress for just a second here. One of the things, we have lots of elements from the journals this week to get to, and we have plenty of time to do it. But I was this morning reading a report on the hurricane season. And remember, by the way, scientists did say, the meteorological world did say it was going to be a bad hurricane season. So what kind of health? You went through it last week. That's why you couldn't be here, because the connections didn't exist because there was no electricity. So under the circumstances, what kind of risks do people take in any number of ways by being exposed to the hurricanes, the aftermath of the hurricanes, all this destruction and death? What sort of medical problems does it present?
Sure, not to be overdramatic, but this is a life-changing event for anybody who went through this. Mm-hmm. Even after the devastation caused by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma disappear, Doug, survivors can still suffer from mental stress caused by the massive storms. Everybody who has been in a disaster has changed permanently in some way. You never forget it. Many people experience anxiety, lack of sleep, nightmares, or irritability after a traumatic event, but most will recover within weeks to months. However, some people may develop post-traumatic stress disorder, that's the PTSD, and take years or even decades to recover. PTSD, Doug, occurs in about 4% of Americans who go through a natural disaster, but that rate can be as high as one-third among those most affected by the worst disasters. And if we have some time, I'd like to go into some of the coping techniques that people can use.
Please.
With short-term symptoms of mental stress after a disaster. These techniques include things like distraction through activities such as games, movies, music, or social events. That was very helpful for me. Deep breathing and muscle relaxation exercises can help. Seeking comfort from family, friends, and others. And temporary use of medications to ease anxiety and improve sleep. All of these can help get through. And not denying your feelings, realizing they're real, most have them. Parents can help children recover after a natural disaster by remaining calm and reassuring. Parents should limit children's exposure to news reports on television or social media. And the good news is that kids are remarkably resilient.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Children are, adults maybe not so much. The psychological impact of this, along with the physical impact, something that I wanted to visit here. And so Ken has done that well. We move along to something else he does well. Put into perspective why it is that your body needs an effective, safe enhancement strategy. Enhancement because you don't get, even though many of us try to eat well, we go to the store, we try to pick out the things that are best for us, but not always are you successful in doing that. In order to keep your healthy blood healthy and flowing, you need to drink Superbeets, a circulation superfood, because Ken is a circulatory expert. He's a heart doctor. He has a lot of expertise and credibility when it comes to telling you why this is so fantastic for your body, for your blood pressure, for the blood pumping and getting to all the areas of the body where it needs to go.
It's not often that there's a natural product that has good evidence behind it, that it's safe and effective. And I'm going to tell you about one. And this deals with nitric oxide and the body's continuous need to make this third important gas of the body. We know about oxygen. We know about carbon dioxide. Well, in 1988, it was discovered we have a third gas in our body. And by 1998, this important discovery received the Nobel Prize in Medicine. This is a gas that's used to communicate from head to toe. It helps to also relax the blood vessels so that the red blood cells can get in. It's like a garage door opener. The red blood cells can get in, distribute oxygen from head to toe. So if you don't have enough of the building blocks because you have to remake nitric oxide, you're deficient in nitric oxide, the whole body doesn't work well, you feel horrible, you feel weak, your blood pressure is going up, and you're not happy. So fortunately, there's an easy way, because most of us can't from our diet get enough of the building blocks to make nitric oxide. The folks from Neogenes have a saliva test strip that was developed by a physiologist at Baylor University. A little bit of drop of your saliva on the strip, you can see the color, and if it's not nice and pink, which for many of us it's not, then you're deficient. You need to get your tank level of nitric oxide up. They have their Neo 40 product, which helps give you the building blocks to build up your body's level of nitric oxide. And they have a second product, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide. In the middle of the day, you need that little bit of caffeine. Instead of the caffeine, go for the nice natural Super Beats, which gets the boost of nitric oxide up. And also, before your workouts, a wonderful way to get a boost of energy naturally, effectively, and safely with the Super Beats. And Doug will tell you how to get both products.
Super Beats, Neo 40, both go hand in hand for different reasons, as Ken has explained. But the performance-enhancing Super Beats that do boost your circulation, do boost your energy, do boost your stamina are available now. First-time buyers get a bonus 30-day supply free. You also get free shipping. Call 800-655-4183 and mention Dr. Ken. That's it. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. This is so easy for you to do. Don't waste any more time. Get on the program. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. A recent University of Phoenix College of Education survey conducted online by Harris Poll reveals 62% of American K-12 teachers assign less than 3 hours of homework per week, challenging the notion that American teachers are continuing a reliance on outside schoolwork. Pamela Rogeman with University of Phoenix.
Many educators are embracing new models of learning in lieu of traditional homework assignments. Teachers are opting for work outside of class that provides students with different experiences rather than just more skill and drill practice.
The survey also reveals an increase in the use of technology as a useful resource for educators and students alike, but many teachers remain wary of technology's impact on learning.
The data suggests that many teachers are introducing EdTech cautiously. In some cases, they are unfamiliar with certain resources, but more often they worry that personal devices will become an unwelcome distraction.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/education.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus. It's time for you to pay attention to the man with a K. Double K. Like a ranch in Colorado. It's the Double K Ranch. Dr. Kronhaus's last name is spelled K-R-O-N-H-A-U-S.
Glad you didn't put me in Las Vegas. That would not have
been good. No, go to Colorado. It's good. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. Lots and lots of people who listen to this program or the podcast want to know how to reach Dr. Ken. Because they go down and, like I do. When you're driving to Florida, stop and get your exam. If you're not from that neck of the woods, it's a good place to get a full, total evaluation of your body and what's going on in it. So the consult number for the for Lake Cardiology for the clinic is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Write the number down. You're going down there. You did not get wiped out. Southern Florida is going to be a mess for the first part of the season, I think, depending on how quickly they clean up. But where you are in Orlando, you got a lot of wind, lost your power, but basically you're whole, right, in that neck of the woods?
Yeah, the trees took it the worst.
Yeah. Okay, next up on the research log is a focus on youth football. This is something that's not new, but it seems every week almost, Ken, there's some new interpretation of what we all know, that you're a bad parent if you let your son play football. And I say, I was going to say your son or daughter, because for a while there were young women that were playing football in high school and, lesser extent, college. And then there still is, I think there's a pink football, what they call a pink league, of women who are scantily clad, who play football in Las Vegas, but I don't know that they hit each other the way the pros do, so I'm not sure there's a lot of damage that comes from that, other than to their pride. But anyway, the football for young people is the focus of this report, right?
Well, your crystal ball, Doug, continues to be hotter than ever. This comes out this week in the Medical Journal Translational Psychiatry. The kids who start playing tackle football before age 12, Doug, have a higher risk of mental and behavioral problems in adulthood compared to their counterparts who begin playing football at older ages. Playing tackle football at a younger age, it boosts the odds of later problems with behavioral control, apathy, thinking, and decision-making by twofold compared to other players. The risk of clinical depression rises a whopping threefold in those who start playing football before age 12.
And there are so many problems, it seems, today with youngsters anyway. More and more age, the controversy about vaccines. Some vaccines are necessary, but are they all necessary? What do they contribute to the size of your brain and, you know, all of those sorts of things? So why give yourself something else to worry about? This is inappropriate for anybody, but if you're playing professionally, at least you acknowledge what you're in for. You're signing a contract, getting paid a lot of money. So that's different than kids who just say, I want to play football. No, you don't want to play football. You don't want to be near a football. So that's the underscore, as Ken was talking about. All right, so here's something from your side of the street. You're big into a certain type of statin that you think has helped a lot of your patients, but yet statins are tied to problems, it would seem, according to this next study.
Well, this is an area that really needs to be untangled, because more than one-fourth of Americans over the age of 40 take statins to lower the risk of heart attack and stroke. And this is a very individualized thing. It's not one advice for one person and fits everybody. You have to really have a heart-to-heart talk with your doctor and know your risk, your individual risk for heart attack and stroke, what your numbers are, and then figure out whether it's right to be on a statin. And for one person, it's not appropriate. For another person, it's going to be life prolonging. When people already have plaque, especially in the circulation to their heart, this can extend life by 9 years being on a statin drug.
Wow.
Statins do a lot more than lower cholesterol. Cardiologists all know that we use them to lower inflammation in the circulation and to stabilize the plaque, that inner wallpaper lining that gets plaqued up, the plaque ruptures, and this begins the cascade to heart attacks and strokes. And the statins are the best drug we have for stabilizing that plaque. So if you don't have any plaque in your circulation and you have pretty good numbers, you should not be on a statin. But if you have some moderate to severe plaque in your circulation to heart or to the brain, this is going to lower your risk dramatically of a heart attack or stroke. The problem is that most of the people who get these are in midlife or older, and this is when a lot of these issues occur anyway. Memory lapse, low energy, brain fog, muscle pain, high blood sugar. So it begins to hard to figure out, to tease whether there's a cause and effect or just an association of all these things. There was an interesting study done just recently where they actually gave statins to one group, dummy pills, water pills, dummy whatever, sugar pills to the other group. No one knew whether they were getting the statin, and there was an equal number of people who got muscle aches and all these other low energy, brain fog, muscle pain. It was almost equal in both groups. This was very interesting to me, and it makes you begin to wonder, because people who get these muscle aches, they're really real. But then on the other hand, when you don't know, talk to your doctor before you stop these. If you're having a reaction, unless it's a really severe reaction, before you stop them, talk to your doctor, because these could be saving your life.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Dr. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Four after the hour here as we continue with Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can catch an overview of the important things that Ken and I are talking about, summarized well in our podcast, Good Day Health. It's at blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. Catch all of Dr. Ken's nuanced interpretations of what's going on. I did tell you that I had twisted my knee. And we were talking about magnesium and the other things. One of the things I didn't call you because you were up to your ears in just trying to bail out of the hurricane, so I didn't bother you. I did see a couple of professionals after when I twisted the knee. It really was painful, and it was like twice its normal size. The swelling was ridiculous. And then the swelling went down in my leg, and my leg got tight as a rock. And so I was putting salve on it, and I was taking things that were supposed to
lessen the impact of the swelling, but I was concerned about a clot. Should I have been, excuse me, that just came from nowhere. Should I have been?
In the knee?
Yeah, well, the clot would have been in my lower leg.
Well, where to have? If you started seeing swelling in the ankle, remember there's two-way circulation in the leg. The arteries bring it down, the arteries bring it from the heart to the ankles, and then the veins bring it back up from the ankles back uphill to the heart. And the clots are usually in the veins, and what you then see is there's buildup of blood behind the clot so that the ankles balloon up.
No, my ankles did not balloon up.
Exactly. So if you began to see ankle swelling, I'd be concerned about a clot, but the fact that you haven't would mean that that did not happen.
Okay. All right, let's talk about a problem that you have as a doctor. You know, you have some nurses on your staff. You have various people who are there to use the equipment, read it, and you interpret the data. But if you're sending patients to hospitals, and I'm sure you, how often during the week do you go to the hospital to check on patients that may be there having surgery or whatever?
Well, what I do now, I have had a few different lives in my medical career by choice. And the first, I'm starting my 30th year of practice in October. And very shortly.
In fact, we're starting the 29th year of this program in October. Or is it the 30th year? We start in 1988.
So it would be the
30th year.
So you're beginning your 30th year?
Yep. Yeah.
The same time I started practicing in Mount Dora. And at that time, I was almost living in the hospital. 90% of my time was doing intensive care and patient care in the hospital. And then about 2003-04, you know, I decided I was ready for a change, and I became predominantly in the office and did a little bit of hospital work. And where I've evolved in the last few years, I've rediscovered myself again. I'm getting very excited about becoming a preventionist, a cardiovascular preventionist. And this requires me to be predominantly in the office. And this is really how medicine is going. There's now hospitalists for the general primary care doctors. Many of them use hospitalists. You get taken care of a full-time inpatient person, and then they do predominantly outpatient. And what has happened to me in cardiology late in my career, and I hopefully it'll be a lot longer, and I have delegated most of my inpatient work to hospital-based cardiologists who spend most of their time, as cardiology has become so specialized, there's probably five or six of different types of us now, and no longer can one person do everything as when I was in training in the 1980s, you could, but no longer it's impossible. And really this evolving field that didn't even exist when I was in training now is represented in the biggest, best academic centers in the country, and I'm trying to, at the local level, provide state-of-the-art cardiovascular prevention. And this has really excited me late in my career about becoming transformed and doing this.
Well, it's a tribute to people who, like you, have to modify their reality in order to survive in any, whether it's medical or any field, but mostly medical, because as you've said many times on this program, you don't use any of what you, the training you get is gone, passe, the stuff that you
learn. Well, I still use
the
anatomy that I learned in medical school.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed, but
no,
so
anatomy.
Much, so the drugs, most of the drugs that I use didn't exist. Most of just the coaching, the guidance, the knowledge we have to use lifestyle to improve cardiovascular performance and help you live longer with lifestyle. You know, my favorite drug is exercise.
Yeah. One of the things I know about you, your mother was a nurse. That sort of helped you focus on what your career was going to be. And I'm sure circumstances didn't exist then as they do now. I was reading a book called Stop Nurse Burnout. Somebody sent me this guidebook, which is for nurses who feel that they are being mistreated, that nurses are not respected, that they are asked to do too many things, and that you, you know, as you are able to increase your visibility on the job, take on more important responsibilities, it becomes harder and harder because more and more is expected of you under the current state of things. So this lady writes this book, which basically tells her story about how she started her career and loved it. She was promoted, had more responsibility, finally got to the point where it was ruining her life. Her husband, her boyfriend at first, then her husband, then her child. And so she wrote this book because she was feeling, and then there's a survey that sort of backs it up. There's a company called RN Network. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, Ken. Finding half of the nurses that they asked in the survey were considering leaving the profession because they're overworked and underpaid. So how can we be, under the circumstances, this is like having people working on the airplane that you're going to ride in across the country, not happy with their job, working too hard, being tired, missing things. So under the demand, under the healthcare realities that we have right now are the same across the board. And most of the hospitals are for-profit these days. I'm surprised that nurses in some of these big hospital circumstances don't go out on strike. Frankly.
This is an ongoing issue that has existed forever. Having been brought up by a nurse, a registered nurse, I have an enormous sensitivity to this issue.
Yeah.
And to the to how nurses view their patient care and respect nurses. As you say, my mother was a nurse and had many friends who were also nurses. So. Well, growing up as a kid, they just were all around me, and I heard them say the things that you're saying, so I really had the sensitivities. All I can tell you is just be respectful, be appreciative, put yourself in their shoes. Yes, you're feeling lousy, you're ill, but realize they love you, they're working their heart out for you. Just be respectful and appreciative, and the nurses will respond to you amazingly well. You know, there's always a bad apple in every field, but in general, nurses are incredibly wonderful angels who just are overworked, underpaid, all of the above. But it's a lot better. You know, my mother would you know, rest her soul, you know, expired a few years ago at 89, but she would have told you that, you know, that the nurses were treated a lot better later in her, towards the end of life, and paid better, respected, more responsibility. But this is an ongoing thing. There's still issues to be done. And you said for profit. I mean, all hospitals, you know, they can't live in deficits or they close. So, and one of the places where they continue to cut is asking nurses to do more and more. Right. And hopefully the hospital administration, you know, just is sensitive to not overtaxing the nursing staff, because that is the key way to ruin the quality of your care in your institution.
Well, what brought this to the surface was that circumstance, was it Colorado, the nurse wouldn't give the police officer, he wanted some blood to do an investigation. Exactly. I think it was in Colorado. And I watched that video a couple of times
I think the police, fortunately, the captain there apologized to the nurse, and you know, that was a problem of, you know, I take care of a lot of police, have great respect for them, and you know, most of them are trying their hardest also, but occasionally, in every field, you get a bad apple, and there was an example of uniformitis, and you know, clearly that officer was not adhering to appropriate policy. Law and policy, and fortunately, his superior, the captain apologized to the nurse.
Well, but I'm not so focused on that incident. Brought me around to thinking, not so much. I mean, I really didn't care. The police officer obviously was wrong, and there's no apology for him because he was wrong. He apologized to the nurse. But that kind of thing, here's a nurse that knows the law.
Correct.
She knows the circumstances. She's well informed. She's sticking up for the patient, as she's supposed to be. She's not a patsy.
That should not have happened, and I'm sure she'll be compensated well for her.
But there are a lot of nurses who complain about violence on the job, violence in a in the sense that sometimes patients get out of hand.
You've been there long enough. Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
And it's a challenging job, and those who do it, we should be very grateful. Just if you have a nurse today, thank her or him for what they do, and that will make their day, I promise you.
All right, well, I want to get your overview on it. 45 past the hour. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here's a study that is this whole business about sitting for long periods of time, getting up, going around, exercising, that kind of stuff, so that you don't have an early death, because apparently this is one of the new things. And when you are not getting enough, you're not getting enough exercise, that has an impact on the amount of sleep that you get, because exercise leads to good sleep. And one of the other things you have to worry about or be concerned about is when you get into bed, how comfortable are the surroundings? You got good, comfortable sheets? Is the mattress right? Box spring? And most importantly, how are your pillows? If you don't have the ability to get to sleep well and fairly quickly, if you toss around at night a lot, if you find yourself stuffing and piling up the pillows so that you get the right support under your neck and your head, Ken will tell you that this is very important, because without a good night's rest, you will not function. Your body won't do well. You won't do well in your pursuits. This is a basic bottom line item. You buy four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com. Get those new pillows with the code DJV for 50% off.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Ken, do you see the story of the hospital staffers that were fired after they posted Snapchatting videos of the newborns in the maternity ward dancing and calling babies names and that kind of stuff? Man, you gotta wonder if these people have social media. Don't use it for purposes of your job. Period. Right? I mean, you see all kinds of stuff, I'm sure.
Good advice.
That has gone on in your office. But come on, for heaven's sakes, use your common sense. Ken has plenty of it, and we continue to demonstrate that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health at 10 minutes before the hour.
Ah!
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Now, time for us to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
You can listen to our excerpts. Matter of fact, there's a great podcast right now, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health, where Dr. Ken and I discuss the possibility of being obese. Can you be obese and healthy? That'll get into the research, and then we'll have more. We actually update the Ken experience at blogtalkradio.com/goodday health with a podcast every week. And one of the things that we do is focus on some of these big stories that are in the journals, the medical news. Ken dissects the impact of them and how they affect you. He's a cardiologist, so the e-cigarettes and your heart is probably a good place for us to start here, Ken, at least in this part of the report.
Absolutely. Journal of the American Heart Association this week, Doug, nicotine and e-cigarette vapor may cause adrenaline levels to spike in the heart, potentially increasing the risk of heart attack and sudden cardiac death. Electronic cigarettes have been promoted as a healthier alternative to tobacco cigarettes because they deliver vastly lower levels of carcinogens. But e-cigarettes, Doug, still could pose a threat to health because of the nicotine that the devices typically deliver.
Really? So, what do you tell your patients who are smokers and they come to you and they say, okay, Dr. Ken, I'm going to use an e-cigarette. Do you tell them to use something else to quit smoking?
I do encourage it, but if that's the only option we have, then I just encourage that to be a short-term bridge to nothing.
Short-term bridge to nothing. No help there. Don't do it.
Well, so. A short-term bridge to no nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other options. It seems like cold turkey, the studies show, is the most effective. Intuitively, mm-hmm. you wouldn't think that, but there's certainly a number of drugs. There's hypnosis. There's psychotherapy. There's a lot of ways to get off it. But you have to first have the desire to get off.
Yeah, right. I remember my father smoked for a while, and one day he just said, I don't want to do this, and he stopped.
And
my mother smoked. You know, that is the era of the generation. I don't know your folks smoking.
Same thing. My parents both were smokers. They both decided, especially my father, I'm stopping, I'm off. Yeah. And then my mother got off it.
Yeah, my mother never could, and it killed her at the age of 50. But that's how strong that stuff is.
They both stopped in the early 60s. So that generation, everybody smoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked.
The doctors smoked.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Let's talk about this weight loss surgery. And many people take it because they're concerned about their heart, their blood pressure, that sort of thing. I've known people who had this surgery a number of years ago where I remember one person that I knew well had it done, and she was told that the fat would never come back. Well, it did. And I wonder if that has changed with you see these ads all the time for get rid of your fat with this surgery or that surgery. Does it work? Can it work?
Exactly. This is some good news. New England Journal of Medicine just this week. Obesity surgery, Doug, can have long-lasting effects on weight and the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. That's the headline out of this study. A type of obesity surgery, it's called gastric bypass. We've all heard of it. We know works in the short term. Patients typically lose a lot of weight, and obesity-related health problems can be prevented or even cured. But the new findings reported this week show that the benefits are still apparent. Are you ready? 12 years later. Gastric bypass, it does have risks, and it's considered a last resort after other weight loss attempts have failed.
What are the risks?
The risks include blood clots, infection, bleeding. There's also a risk of nutrient deficiencies, so patients need to take prescribed supplements, Doug.
You'd think if somebody was specializing in this, there wouldn't be a worry about it being complicated.
Well, the death risk is about the same as hip surgery, hip replacement in a well-qualified person who you just described.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about well-qualified. Let's talk about something. Ken's very well-qualified to talk about the benefits of Superbeats, so the floor is yours for 30 seconds, Ken.
This is wonderful. My sweet spot, a natural product that has good evidence behind it, that is safe and effective. Nobel Prize-winning research, nitric oxide, discovered 1988, the Nobel Prize 1999. We all need it to help the blood vessels relax, let the oxygen get in and circulate through, help the blood pressure stay down. You need continuously to remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. There are two great products Neogenes has. Neo 40 helps to get the maintenance up, and Superbeats gives you a big boost. Doug will tell you how to get them.
Go to 800-655-4183 and order a full month supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183 for Super.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.